Day 50, or February the 19th. Be wholehearted as you follow God. Our thoughts today are from Numbers chapter 33, verse 55. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land, those you allow to remain will become barbs in your eyes and thorns in your sides. They will give you trouble in the land where you will live. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Normally, when you think of the Promised Land, the area coincides with the present-day homeland of the Jews and the Palestinians, west of the Jordan River. The book of Numbers reminds us that some of the tribes chose to settle on the east side of the river, the land which is called the Kingdom of Jordan today. Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh, with permission from God, are planning to settle outside the Promised Land. This land looked good and very suitable for their large flocks, so they see it as a better option than crossing the Jordan with all the other tribes. The tribes on both sides of the river have their work cut out, even though God is on their side. The locals will not give up their land easily. Most of the tribes are preparing to cross over and settle in the land promised by God. Not long to wait now, but God has more to tell them before the dream becomes a reality. And now today's action step. There's no more uncomfortable place than trying to have one foot in the world and the other foot in the kingdom of God. People in this predicament are often accused of sitting on the fence, but where spiritual matters are concerned, there is no fence. Jesus said, "Anyone who isn't with me opposes me, and anyone who isn't working with me is actually working against me." That's in Matthew chapter 12, verse 30. God gives a solemn warning to the tribes of Israel as they prepare to enter the Promised Land. It can be summed up like this: don't be half-hearted when you follow God. You have to decide. A half-hearted life satisfies no one. A life of commitment is more rewarding than you can ever imagine. Committed, you win. Half-hearted, you lose.